UFO sightings. UFOs, which are now called UAPs by the government, are definitely here. The proof is there have been too many undeniable sightings over the years which continue to this day. This is one of the reasons announcements made by scientists such as the one where some are saying we might be alone in the universe just make me laugh. They already know we are not alone but are just saying things like this to try and help the government keep the biggest secret in the history of the world. It makes me wonder what future generations will think of this when we finally are allowed to know we are making contact with extraterrestrials. There are plenty of sightings where multiple people who were seeing the same thing from different vantage points. Every once in a while, an old UFO story comes up again. This time it is a sighting which occurred in 1994 when hundreds of people watched very fast traveling UFOs fly through the sky and stopped to suck up water from one of the Great Lakes. Many of these people were in different places but saw the same thing. The objects were said to be cylindrical in shape. Even a former meteorologist was tracking the UFOs and it is said he had been doing so for quite a while. There seemed to be at least six of these objects. I was having a discussion the other day with some brother vets and it was interesting to note that a couple of them still do not believe we went to the moon. They certainly are not the only ones. I believe we did land on the moon and even sent a secret message back that the astronauts were being watched by extraterrestrials as they got out of the capsule. When people ask me about some of the photos which were released which seem to be made on a moon-like set, I explained to them NASA constructed a practice set which looked like the area the astronauts were to land in and this set was not constructed to fool anyone. There is a Mexican city where the residents believe there is an extraterrestrial base. They also believe they are under the protection of the aliens and that is why when a strong storm was said to be headed there the residents were not worried. It is said for over 50 years the city has been protected from dangerous weather. The base is said to be in Amapac. It is said an example of this protection was exhibited when the tropical storm Carl, which was headed to the city, suddenly seemed to make a turn away for no reason. King Charles recently decided to visit Doncaster, Great Britain. This in itself was not unusual, but there was something that was. UFOs were discovered flying over the area at the same time. Supposedly the event was captured by the camera crews filming the king. Two objects were seen. A UFO was seen in the sky above Bradenton Beach, Florida. There was also a Coast Guard plane in the sky which seemed to be following the UFO. A photo was taken and it clearly shows the UFO ahead of the plane. It is hard to make out the shape of the object. But under magnification it seems to be of traditional shape. I am talking about an oval shape. A policeman who saw the object thinks the crew of the Coast Guard plane must have seen the object, even if they weren't following it. One man in upstate New York witnessed a UFO flying in the sky, then he claims something happened which must have given him chills. The object started to follow him. He said he noticed the object, which was triangular shaped over a construction site. He was in his car and decided to drive away and that is when the UFO began to follow him. He then said for about 20 seconds the UFO still followed, but after that accelerated in the opposite direction. Some people think the Calvin UFO photograph is the best UFO photo ever taken and one man devoted many years to locating the lost photo until he was successful. You can Google it very easily. Two Scottish men took the photo in 1990. It was sent to a newspaper along with the negatives and then disappeared. The newspaper said they returned it but the owners said they never received it. A copy of the photo was found after all these years. When we look at the UFO problem objectively and all the denials by government officials, we have to realize many government officials around the world have seen UFOs. Many of them just hide the fact. Why they are doing this is the real question and all we can do is guess. Perhaps they have been told not to mention this by others closer to secret groups who really control the UFO information. On the other hand, perhaps they think mentioning this would make them look foolish. Whatever the reason, they are still hiding the fact. Did you ever wonder what percentage of the US population has seen a UFO? I recently heard a figure which seemed to be far too low for me to believe. It was said 7.2 million people saw UFOs. I had heard previously that it was estimated about half the population of the US had seen one. This was based on UFO sightings, mistaken UFO sightings, and an estimate of unreported UFO sightings. There are far more people who see UFOs and never report them than report them. Witnesses in Bolivia watched as a UFO flew through the sky and right into the water. It had flown into Lake Titicaca. I find this interesting for several reasons. The first is there is a suspected base, or tunnel to a base under the lake. Second, the object demonstrated it was capable of flying through the air or water. Third, there was multiple witnesses. The lake is over 900 feet deep and is also said to contain many ancient relics. It seems a little strange to me an air show would be invaded by a UFO, but that is what seems to have happened. This year one showed up at the 2022 US Thunderbirds air show. It seems needless to say, but I will anyway, many people must have seen it. The UFO was said to be seen outperforming the planes. Was the UFO giving us a lesson they were the superior craft and not to mess with them?